and especially if it is anti-dominant, an ideology becomes dominant when it censors the emergence of any other idea. And when natural voices are silenced to the ground, the supreme voice will finally make itself heard. And at last, all the political fuss can be reduced to whether the machine should completely abuse or completely leave untouched our nature. And at the height of our life, we have to go all the way down to create the new lives to come. And it is not what we spiritually believe that matters, but the intensity with which we believe. And we age empowered by our career and suddenly fall into an empty precipice. What real is a life walked in all its hardship without any of the many available shortcuts. And we shouldn't worry about designing reversible technologies, but rather a technology whose mechanism can be humanly understood. And even if we are from the same tree, we ought to accept that we will develop in different branches that cannot compete with one another. And the depth of our thinking is determined by the traumas we experience in order to keep up our human faculties. And we ought to always keep in mind that what is obvious may not be so obvious in a different time or space. And only feeling temporary out of prison, we can make full use of our freedom. And for as handsome as the most handsome may seem, we always ought to discover their brutal side. And if poverty it may bring us together, richness most definitely bring us apart. And the very policy that brings us up can bring us down if we're not able to change it. And we may be capable of everything but of understanding what others expect from us, while not seeking prosperity, we live under its wings to keep up with our spiritual undertaking. And while the center becomes fully exclusive, it will be taken over by the total inclusiveness of its margins. And in order not to be silenced, we ought to keep on silently. And any signs of fame ought to be teared off if we want to really reach a full grandiose status. We ought to be contented about living enough to let life live on. And automation did its worst where a regime based on the human manuality was already established. And our only worry should be that our offspring grows independent from anything but nature. And we shouldn't be ourselves speculative, and if we have happened to be in a speculative situation, we shall try to subtract ourselves from it. And of all the human effort, all it is popularized is its proportional version. Only the newly refurbished land can provide humans with a new life. and making ourselves easily accessible also implies to make ourselves easily corruptible. And in all truth, we shall content to know what we can perceive with our senses and reason with our own brains. And we spend our energies to build the perfect state, and once it is completed, we abandon it to live in the most precarious one. And only experience can show us that our heritage can be saved unaffected within a spiritual realm. And we too often becomes the victim of our own self-victimization. And beyond our professional aspirations, we ought to understand that because we specialize, we have a tendency of becoming obsolete. And the one characteristic of our technological age is that even saved up resources in no time gets fully exhausted. And after having fought for simplicity, we shouldn't now castrate it to make it comprehensible to those who do not make any effort to comprehend it. And while the spatial exploration never depends on us, the temporal exploration only depends on us. And by associating ourselves to a trend, we may gain prestige, but are soon blocked within its mainstream characteristics. And we shouldn't focus in the end to progress in our pace, but from the start to maintain it. And the longer solution of contradicting scientific conclusions can be found a priori in the wise living according to nature. And the whole of the modern civilization is a series of attempts to make up with a series of abuses with nature. And we ought to always compromise between being stronger and being more reproducible. And it is not about prejudices, but everyone with an attitude ought to be diminished. And even an agitated life needs moments of tranquility to really be called agitated. And what we call introspection is actually the time we invest in a personal talent which would otherwise go to waste. And sacrificing our ego, we ought to take better care of our future than of our small present. And the more progressed is a society, the quicker it collapses once its maintenance is posed. And it is only the idea that we project of ourselves that makes us better or worse. It is by exposing ourselves in the fringes of nature that we can find the most fertility. And there is no need of fighting politicians, as in the course of our life we'll see them rising in the sky and precipitate. And the only way of breaking the chain of people making themselves heartless is to hammer them with heavy love. And despite the strict order increasing around us, a free movement can still be found within us, thanks to our poetic practices. And at times we give up our independence only to silence the burden we feel inside. The more the social infrastructure is expanded, the quicker its downfall right to its heart. And we constantly need to approach social slavery in order to be grateful of our freedom. And once you accomplish others' dreams, they will certainly diminish it. And even in the information age, greediness is but a beast-like instinct. And most heroic is not to die for the fatherland, but to die with the motherland. And if we don't keep our authority high, other authorities will take decisions for us. And we may get inspired by an insight, but a different thing is to live it fully. And we'll do so that even if we are partially destroyed, we will build ourselves even stronger. And we should only keep alive two different realities in order to compare and adjust one another.